Today on Back to Health.
We treat your whole body, your whole spine. You know, of course, we're going to target that severe disc herniation or degeneration. But at Bay Area Disc Centers, we don't just look at your imaging or test results. We take the time to understand your daily challenges, your activity levels, and your personal goals. Everyone's goals are different. And whether your case is mild or more advanced, our team will walk you through every step of the process with care and clarity.
Hi there. Welcome to Back to Health. I'm Dave Dino. And this is the program where we uncover the latest advancements in spinal health, pain management, and non-surgical treatments. And as always, I'm joined by Dr. Thomas Ferreño. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center with locations in San Mateo and Campbell. Dr. Ferreño is a leader in non-surgical spinal restoration. He has dedicated over 36 years to helping people break free from chronic pain, mobility issues, and spinal conditions. And today we're going to talk about what's called spinal stenosis. That may be a new term to you, but stick around because you may find that it's more common than you realize. First of all, Dr. Ferreño, I got to tell you, it is a delight to visit with you once again.
Thank you, Dave. I love being here, and I think we have a great topic today.
Last week, we defined spinal stenosis. It's a medical condition that many are unfamiliar with, but that affects many, many people. Would you start us off again with a definition of spinal stenosis?
Well, Dave, you're right. A lot of people don't know about spinal stenosis, but it's one of the most common conditions that I treat in my office. And spinal stenosis is a condition where the spinal canal narrows. Stenosis means narrowing. So the spinal canal, which holds your spinal cord and all your nerves, when we get narrowing there, it starts to compress on that cord or on those nerve roots. And this narrowing can result from a combination of degenerative changes to the spine, most commonly due to aging or age of an area that's been injured, or even just long-term biomechanical repetitive stresses. That's a real common reason why we get spinal stenosis. In many cases, stenosis is caused by a combination of usually three things. The disc herniation or protrusion starts to protrude posteriorly back into the spinal canal. And then we get a ligament. It's called ligamentum flavum. It stabilizes. It's a stabilizing ligament. And that ligament starts to thicken as we age. And that starts taking up real estate in the canal. And then the last thing is our facet joints. These are the joints in the back of the vertebrae that allows us to bend, twist, and move. And they become arthritic. And then when they become arthritic, they enlarge, or what we call facet hypertrophy. And now you have disc pushing back, a ligament thickening, and now we have a joint that's growing in towards the canal. And all of those three things gradually take up real estate and cause narrowing in that canal. Now, there are rare reasons like a spinal tumor, which is very rare, or congenital stenosis where you're born with a spinal canal. And actually, I have that. I was born with a little bit of a smaller canal, one reason why I have spinal stenosis. But mostly it's due to those three things of disc protrusion, facet arthrosis, and ligamentum flavum thickening. But regardless of the cause, the result's the same. It's a reduction in space around the spinal cord and nerves that can lead to pain, numbness, and functional limitations.
So it's that last part that I'd like to know more about. That is the pain, the numbness, and the functional limitations. Do you have a patient story that you can share with us about that?
Absolutely. This patient, she was in her 40s, and she was pretty much scheduled for surgery, and she had a severe disc herniation in her neck. It was butted up against her spinal cord, causing severe stenosis. So she didn't have a lot of the degeneration, which is good. And I told her, you have a better prognosis in our office because it was more large disc herniation and less degeneration. But she was in severe pain down her right arm, numbness and tingling in her hand, weakness in her hand. So she had it bad. And I was a little worried that this one may have to go to surgery. But she actually did really well. We got her pain completely out of her arm. Her pain right now is minimal, maybe 1 out of 2 in her neck. And she just had to do a trip to Florida, and she was super worried about it. I told her, we've got everything out of your arm. I think you could do it. And she got back last week and she was shocked at how well she did. So we were real happy about that. But yeah, it depends on the type of stenosis, but this is one where I think we're going to make massive change for this patient.
Folks, you are listening to Back to Health. That is Dr. Thomas Ferrigno. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. And today we're talking about spinal stenosis. Doctor, before we continue talking about this subject, I would like our listeners to get to know you better. You began, as I understand it, you began your chiropractic career dealing with sports medicine. How does that experience affect your practice today?
Yeah, you know, I was very sports oriented when I was young, very active. So that was a real passion of mine when I first started chiropractic care. So it was a lot of, you know, adjustments, chiropractic work, and a lot of exercise rehab, because we did a lot of rehabilitation for if it was shoulders, knees, or backs. And I really take that into my practice now, even as a disc specialist, because part of treating those disc herniations is you got to know how to strengthen properly that core musculature. So I know exercise like the back of my hand. So, and this is really important with disc disease. Patients, when you're first suffering with it, you know, exercises will probably actually irritate you because you're not ready for it. So we want to heal the disc. And then I use my sports medicine background to really teach patients to properly strengthen their backs and their core area without irritating that disc.
A lot of us fancy ourselves as weekend warriors, you know, playing softball, flag football, golf, or tennis. But we can pay the price. It sounds like you can really help us.
Well, it's a big part of my practice is the weekend warriors. This is what causes these problems, all the repetitive stresses that we do. And a lot of times, remember, we're not professionals. We don't always do the proper form or, you know, the proper golf swing. And we put a lot more stress on our spine than we should. And eventually those repetitive stresses, that's what causes these discs to degenerate and herniate. So yeah, we see a lot of weekend warriors, and our goal is, of course, to get them out of pain, but also back to their normal daily activities and back to the things that they love to do, like the golf and tennis, and now pickleball as a biggie.
We are talking today about the subject of spinal stenosis. You have given us a good definition of the condition. Can you tell us about the symptoms so that those listening will know if, okay, I'm having pain, could this be the issue?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, spinal stenosis isn't something that just pops up immediately. It's a very gradual degenerative condition. And so we may see very different stages from the patient when they come in. Some people may be mild stenosis, where they're just getting chronic back pain or starting to get pain down both legs. Now, stenosis usually gets pain down both legs, where sciatica or just a disc herniation pushing off to one side may give pain down one leg. But with stenosis, because it's really taking up room in the whole spinal canal, it affects both nerve roots. So you get pain, numbness, and tingling a lot of times down both legs. And this could be in your neck or your low back. Stenosis usually occurs in the cervical spine or the lumbar spine. If it's in your neck, you're going to have pain running down your arms and numbness and tingling in your hands. If it's in your low back, you're going to see more lower back pain with pain and numbness and tingling down your legs. And then when we start getting more severe stenosis, this is where it kind of takes your life away a little bit of all your activity. You start getting weakness in your muscles, in your legs. The number one symptom is difficulty standing upright and walking for long periods. So it starts taking your walking and your standing away. And this is where you see the patient bent forward and on a walker. Usually stenosis goes from cane to walker, right? And they're bent forward. You may even see them in a shopping mall, bent over in the shopping store, bent over the shopping cart. And it's not that the patient wants to be bent forward. No one wants to walk around bent forward. Their brain is doing this on purpose. Their brain is sending signals to those hip flexors to bend them forward, because this creates more room in your spinal canal by bending you forward a little bit. And remember, your brain is a lot of defensive mechanisms. It always wants to protect its most vital systems. So it wants to create as much room for its most vital system, which is your nervous system. So it bends that patient forward. No difference, Dave. If I threw you in freezing water, your brain doesn't care too much about losing your fingers or toes, but it's going to bring all the blood to your heart, because at that time, that's the most vital system. So you see that patient. patient bent forward. They can only walk for 5 or 10 minutes. This is really the big issue with stenosis. And when you have those muscle weakness, you start getting balance issues. Now people have balance problems, and of course our worry is that they're going to fall. So a big part of treatment is balance training, right? It's important.
I want people to have hope. I want you to share with us, if you would, how you treat this condition. This, I think, will give people a lot of hope.
Absolutely, Dave. My main program for spinal stenosis is our disc restoration therapy. And the key to disc restoration therapy, our key treatment, is non-surgical spinal decompression with the DRX9000 or Acuspina systems. And the DRX9000 and Acuspina, they target one specific disc. And it's gentle. You're going to fall asleep on our tables. It's a gentle stretch, but it's controlled by the computer of exactly where we are going to decompress. So if it's L4-5, I'm pulling at 15 degrees. I'm going to decompress that specific disc, put a negative pressure in that disc to cause a vacuum effect, to bring in new fluid and nutrients to help heal and rehydrate that disc, and to draw in disc material to reduce the stenosis in that canal. So by taking that disc material in, we could create more room in that spinal canal. And this is particularly effective in cases of stenosis caused by the bulging disc and also what we call facet hypertrophy.
You mentioned that in addition to decompression, you have some other additional treatment plans, right? What are they?
Yes, we have a number of additional therapies that have proven successful in relieving the pain and consequences of spinal stenosis. We do a lot of targeted physiotherapy to improve posture and spinal stability. Things like deep tissue laser, electric muscle stim and ice, these things reduce muscle spasm, inflammation, speed up tissue healing. We want to keep those facet joints moving and functioning, so we do something called intersegmental mobilization. This is like a chiropractic adjustment, but not manually. It's with a tool that puts 12 impulses per second into those facet joints to get motion and function back into those joints. It feels like a massage to the patient. It's really comfortable, but allows you to move and function better. I'm also going to go over some nutritional guidance. You know, let's try and keep our body from having so much inflammation in it. And diet has a big aspect to that. So we want to put people on a non-inflammatory diet, more, you know, protein, fruits, and vegetables that stay away from all those white floury foods and all those sweets and sugars. That's the stuff that causes inflammation and it makes a difference. As we go through the program and you're starting to feel better, it is crucial that we start strengthening those areas in that core musculature. If it's your low back or all those supporting muscles in your neck and upper back, I have a lot of background with my sports injury on how to strengthen the spine. And it's not just strengthen, we also have to work on stretching and getting more flexibility in our spine. So by addressing both the structural and functional aspects of your spine, we could help create the conditions for lasting improvement, not just temporary symptom relief.
I know you work with an MRI. That gives you a lot of insight into what's happening inside the person, what may be causing the issue. But you treat the whole person. You don't just treat according to the MRI. You actually treat the whole person. Someone like me who sits at a computer for 6, 7, 8 hours a day, right?
That's right, Dave. And we utilize the MRI to find out where the more severe stenosis is, but we treat your whole body, your whole spine. You know, of course, we're going to target that severe disc herniation or degeneration, but at Bay Area Disc Centers, we don't just look at your imaging or test results. We take the time to understand your daily challenges, your activity levels, and your personal goals. Everyone's goals are different. And whether your case is mild or more advanced, our team will walk you through every step of the process with care and clarity. You deserve answers and options, and we want to give all our patients that. Our Campbell and San Mateo clinics are here to help you move forward with less pain, more control, a renewed confidence in your body. And if you've been told your spinal stenosis is just part of aging or that surgery is your only option, now there's a good chance you haven't tried everything. Contact us at Bay Area Disc Centers today to schedule your complimentary consultation. Let's find out if non-surgical spinal decompression, disc-focused approach can help you reclaim your movement, mobility, and comfort.
Folks, you are listening to Back to Health. That is Dr. Thomas Ferreño. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. They are located in Campbell and San Mateo. If you would like a complimentary evaluation of your condition, you can schedule an appointment by calling 650-977-3701. And that complimentary evaluation is only available to listeners to the program. So make sure you mention the program when you call. That number again, 650-977-3701. Or log on to their website, BayAreaBackPain.com. That's easy to remember because it describes your condition, BayAreaBackPain.com. And then call them at 650-977-3701. I'll ask you a question that someone might think is a commercial, but it's not. Why do patients choose you at Bay Area Disc Center?
Well, I think there's many reasons. And, you know, Dave, I'll tell you one thing. Patients are smarter and more prepared nowadays. I'm telling you, they come into my office and they already know my story because they have looked at my website. They know my background. They've read my reviews. And I think that's a big reason. So, you know, they read the reviews, and, you know, a lot of my reviews aren't about me. They're about my staff. My team is fantastic. And I think they look at that as one of the reasons why they come in. But then they do read my background. And remember, they're coming in with a disc-related condition. Either it's a disc herniation, degenerative disc disease, sciatica, spinal stenosis. And we're not Bob's Chiropractic Clinic. We're Bay Area Disc Centers. And that's all we do. I treat four conditions. I'm very specialized in that. And they look at my background as being the first doctor in the state of California nationally certified in decompression, or one of 20 doctors in the country on the International Medical Advisory Board who teach other doctors how to do this. They gives them a little bit more comfort that they know I have the expertise to treat these types of conditions. And I think between stuff like that and the amount of patients that I've treated with this disease, I've been doing nothing but this disease for over 20 plus years. And so I think that gives them a little bit more comfort, and at least they want to at least inquire and come in and see what it's about.
You have stressed a couple of times during our talk today how important it is to seek treatment early. What if a person tries to ignore the pain and just, you know, push through it?
I tell patients this all the time. You know, I can never, no doctor will ever guarantee results, even though we tell patients, you know, out of 10 people who walk in our office, we think we change the lives of 8. 2 don't get worse, they just may not get the desired results. But one thing I do guarantee, if you don't do the right thing or do nothing, this condition will continue to degenerate. You're going to have less and less room in that canal, and it's going to start taking away your ability to move, stand, and walk. And it's not a fun condition. I tell patients, if you had time, I'd like you to sit in my waiting room and just watch the patients that walk in and out of here. You're going to know the ones that have waited too long because they're walking in canes and walkers. And you don't want to get to that point. Hit it early. It's so much easier to treat if I get it in its more mild stage. And it's much tougher to treat in the severe stage. So don't procrastinate. Get into our office. It's a free evaluation. I only do that for my listeners at 8:60 a.m. Come in and get evaluated. And I'm going to put a plan together to hopefully slow this condition down and get you back to where you want to be.
We have covered a lot of ground today talking about spinal stenosis. And the good news is that this condition can be treated without painful surgery, if I hear you right. Can you, before we wrap up our time together today, can you give us another story about a patient who came to you for treatment?
I see so many patients with stenosis, but this person, when he first came in last year, he had the classic signs of spinal stenosis, chronic lower back pain, pain and numbness running down the backs of his legs, all the way down to the bottoms of his feet. His feet were numb. And then, you know, when you can't feel your feet, you start getting balance issues. And the biggest thing for him, which is probably the number one thing that we see with stenosis, is it takes away your standing and walking. So he could only stand and walk for about 5 minutes, and then he has to sit down. And once he sits down, the pain goes away. But once he stands back up 5 minutes later, pain in his back and down his legs, and it can be really a horrible condition. And he's tried everything. He's done chiropractic, massage, acupuncture, gabapentin. He's gone through the route, and nothing really helping. So he starts our program of disc restoration therapy, And he comes in for really the first few months aggressively, and already pain and numbness in his legs start to dissipate. And he was in today, and I actually knew he was coming on the show today. And I said, I asked him, how long are you walking now? And he says, I could walk 30 minutes. And he goes, sometimes I could get to 40, but then the pain comes back down his legs. But we've gone from 5 minutes to 30 minutes. That allows him to go traveling more. It's just, your lifestyle is different. Remember, this is a degenerative condition. You know, there's no cure for spinal stenosis, but we can improve it. And he's improved dramatically.
You know, you mentioned something that catches my attention. First of all, that story, I got to tell you, that really gives us hope. But you mentioned that he had tried chiropractic. Now, you're a chiropractor. So what is the difference between what we would consider traditional chiropractic and what you bring to the table for the patient?
Yes, you know, I am a chiropractor, but I specialize in nothing but disc disease utilizing non-surgical spinal decompression. And I've developed a program called Disc Restoration Therapy, which covers several therapies along with the decompression. So when you go to a chiropractor, standard chiropractic is, you know, they're going to just adjust and realign your spine. So they may, which is important. I mean, that's important to do to get your spine aligned and keep it moving and functioning normal. But that doesn't change the disc at all, where decompression can make a physical change to that disc, reduce disc herniation size, bring in new fluid and nutrients to help rehydrate and heal that disc. And really, that's my main specialty.
So the good news is that you can promote the healing process and you can help a person get back to their normal lifestyle.
For some, back to their normal lifestyle, others maybe just to a better lifestyle. Again, I'm really upfront with the patient, Dave. I don't put fluff in front of anybody and say, oh, I'm gonna heal you. That's not what we do, but I'm gonna tell them, hey, if you're walking 5 minutes, maybe our goal is to get you walking 20 minutes, right? If your pain's 9, let's try and get you down to a 2. Everyone's different. You know, remember, we're not curing the stenosis, but we are making it better. And we're slowing that progression down.
How many people come to you because they've been told that surgery is the only remedy for their pain?
Over half my patients are surgical candidates, Dave. And we have a great success on not having them to go that route. So yes, even if you told you need surgery, I always tell patients, give me 2 months. If you're still miserable, surgery's waiting for you. But once you do surgery, it's permanent.
Folks, that is going to bring us to the end of our time together today here on Back to Health, featuring Dr. Thomas Ferreño, the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center with locations in Campbell and San Mateo. If you have severe pain in your back or neck, if you are suffering from sciatica, if you're unable to walk, have a ruptured disc or bulging disc, if you have what we have talked about today, spinal stenosis, or maybe a pinched nerve, call Bay Area Disc Center for that free initial consultation at 650-977-3701. Again, 650-977-3701. Call them before you submit to more radical treatment. They treat the cause, not just the symptom, with individualized custom plans that are based on your needs, your anatomy, and even your lifestyle. So treat the source of your pain without painful surgery or without using addictive pain medication and without losing time at work. You can say yes to strength, freedom, and a pain-free future with Bay Area Disc Centers. So again, call them at 650-977-3701. That number again, 650-977-3701. Or log on to BayAreaBackPain.com. Again, that's BayAreaBackPain.com. We really hope that today's program has brought you hope that you can regain your health. Doctor, thank you so much for sharing your valuable time with us today.
Thank you, Dave. As always, hopefully we educated the patients a little bit on spinal stenosis and a great non-surgical way to treat it.
I'm Dave Dino, inviting you to join us again next week at the same time for another edition of Back to Health. Back to Health is sponsored by Bay Area Disc Center.